Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Thanks for being with us here on The Takeaway today. I'm Todd Zwillick. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Myanmar today, addressing the campaign of violence against the Rohingya, the country's Muslim minority. Tillerson met today with both Aung San Suu Kyi, who's Myanmar's civilian leader, and with the head of the Burmese military. Meanwhile, the approximately 13,000 Rohingya living in the United States are watching to see what the United States and other countries will do about ongoing atrocities against the Rohingya. Shokhat Chasoong is executive director of the Rohingya American Society. He fled Burma in 1990 and arrived in the U.S. in 2001. He currently lives in Milwaukee. Shokhat, welcome.
Thank you.
What are you hearing now from people that you know in Rakhine State, where so many of the Rohingya live in Myanmar?
They are in a very serious situation and in a desperate situation that, you know, they are facing on daily basis, the atrocities, persecution, conducting by the security forces of Burma. And, you know, they're burning their houses and villages. That way, in fear of that, they are trying to cross the Bangladesh. They are in constant fear.
Shokhat, we're hearing that U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has announced an additional $47 million in humanitarian assistance for refugees. Presumably, that's to help refugee efforts in Bangladesh that you mentioned. What's your reaction to that announcement of new aid from the United States?
Yeah, we are very much welcome the announcement of the Rex Tillerson, the State Secretary of the United States of America. But if this kind of aid goes to the Burma in the hands of military government, this would not be helpful because this kind of aid not reaching to the Rohingya people.
Aung San Suu Kyi, known to many in the West because she's the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, has really been viewed in Myanmar as failing to leverage her power to speak about democratic ideals and help protect Rohingya in Myanmar. Why do you think Aung San Suu Kyi has hesitated so much here?
In my opinion, I would say Aung San Suu Kyi is completely denying the suffering of the Rohingya ethnic minority people. Because when she was in detention, when she was a democratic icon before she released from the detention, you know, from the house arrest, she used to speak out about the minority people, including the Rohingya people. She support the Rohingya citizenship rights. Now, when the Aung San Suu Kyi released and come into the power, she completely forget the existence, she completely forget human rights of the Rohingya people. She is defending the military side right now, as far as we see that. And that way, you know, we are very much concerned about the ongoing situation of the Rohingya people because Aung San Suu Kyi, even though she has the power, she is not speaking out about the suffering of the Rohingya people. Even she tried to prevent, you know, to speak of the name of the Rohingya people, you know, the by the term the Rohingya, she is completely denying and, you know, preventing the international community not to use this term. This is the violation of the human rights. She is also practicing the same line of the military general.
Shokhat, you fled Myanmar, Burma, in 1990, as I mentioned. How does the situation now compare to the situation for you and for your relatives when you left the country?
It was little bit better than, you know, than now. When, you know, I left the country in 1990, it was little bit, you know, has the freedom for the people, even though military government, you know, denied the right of the, you know, the citizenship according to the 1982 citizenship law. The Rohingya people at least has something freedom to go from one place to another, to have the access the education, to have access the employment. Now, you know, the after 2012, completely blocking, completely restriction over the Rohingya people. They cannot move from one place to another. No, does not have this access to education, does not have the employment access. You know that they are like staying in Burma in an open prison.
Do you ever think about what your life might be like or what your situation might be now, today, if you'd stayed?
If I stay in Burma, I would be killed. Even maybe I would be burned in the fire, because military's government is completely, you know, that their intention is to wipe out the people from the land. Almost 55% of the people, you know, that they driven out from the land. So I would be killed if I stay today in Burma.
Shokhat, you've said that the United States has not done enough to stop these atrocities against the Rohingya in Myanmar. We saw the additional aid announced today. What more do you think the United States and the international community could do to leverage its power over the military government in Myanmar to stop the killing and stop the torture?
I would say the United States government is doing something, but U.S. government need to make a stronger action to stop the violence. Even yesterday, military government, you know, that their security forces burning down the Rohingya houses in Butidong, and you know, there are a lot of properties, you know, the confiscated by the Rohingya people. Even yesterday, according to the reports, so we would like to talk to our government to do a stronger action, especially for the Rohingya people, you know, need to do to create safe zone in Arakan, and then also need to make a stronger pressure to the Burmese government to allow the humanitarian assistance to reach to the Rohingya people. I think the American government can do it, because American government helped a lot to the Burmese government since Aung San Suu Kyi was in detention. Millions of dollars American government expensed for the Burmese democracy to restore in Burma.
Shokhat Chasoong, Executive Director of the Rohingya American Society, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Mr.